Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman, and I serve First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And I'm grateful that you are here at this time to share in this wonderful form of prayer. Lectio Divina, which means divine reading in Latin, is a way of being with Scripture not so much to analyze or understand it in a cognitive way, but instead to open our hearts and our minds and our souls to God speaking to us through Scripture. I will read our Scripture, which today comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 10, a total of four times. Each reading will be followed either by silence or quiet music for 2 minutes. During that time, you will be invited to focus on an aspect of the reading or else your response to the reading in a specific way. So let us now turn to God through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen and notice if there's a word or a phrase that just jumps out at you that for whatever reason calls for your attention. And during the quiet time, I invite you simply to sit with that word or phrase. Entering Jericho, Jesus passed through the city. There was a wealthy person there named Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, but he couldn't do so because of the crowd, since he was short. In order to see Jesus, Zacchaeus ran on ahead, then climbed a sycamore tree that was along the route. When Jesus came to the spot, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down. I'm going to stay at your house today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and welcomed Jesus with delight. When everyone saw this, they began to grumble. "Jesus has gone to a sinner's house as a guest." Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to Jesus, "Here and now I give half my belongings to poor people. If I've defrauded anyone in the least, I'll pay them back fourfold." Jesus said to the tax collector, "Today, salvation has come to this house, for this is what it means to be a descendant of Sarah and Abraham. The promised one has come to search out and save what was lost." Thank you. Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what this word or this phrase means to you in your life right now. Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what this word or this phrase might mean to you in your life right now. Entering Jericho, Jesus passed through the city. There was a wealthy person there named Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, but he couldn't do so because of the crowd, since he was short. In order to see Jesus, Zacchaeus ran on ahead, then climbed a sycamore tree that was along the route. When Jesus came to the spot, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry up and come on down. I'm going to stay at your house today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and welcomed Jesus with delight. When everyone saw this, they began to grumble, "Jesus has gone to a sinner's house as a guest." Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to Jesus, "Here and now I give half my belongings to poor people. If I've defrauded anyone in the least, I'll pay them back fourfold." Jesus said to the tax collector, "Today salvation has come to this house, for this is what it means to be a descendant of Sarah and Abraham. The promised one has come to search out and save what was lost." Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to be open to hearing what God may be asking of you, how God may be asking you to respond to this word or phrase, perhaps pushing or nudging you in a certain direction. Entering Jericho, Jesus passed through the city. There was a wealthy person there named Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, but he couldn't do so because of the crowd, since he was short. In order to see Jesus, Zacchaeus ran on ahead, then climbed a sycamore tree that was along the route. When Jesus came to the spot, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry up and come on down. I'm going to stay at your house today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and welcomed Jesus with delight. When everyone saw this, they began to grumble. "Jesus has gone to a sinner's house as a guest." Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to Jesus, "Here and now I give half my belongings to poor people. If I've defrauded anyone in the least, I'll pay them back fourfold." Jesus said to the tax collector, "Today salvation has come to this house, for this is what it means to be a descendant of Sarah and Abraham. The promised one has come to search out and save what was lost." Hear this reading now one last time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to either pray to God or simply sit silent in the presence of God. Entering Jericho, Jesus passed through the city. There was a wealthy person there named Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, but he couldn't do so because of the crowd, since he was short. In order to see Jesus, Zacchaeus ran on ahead, then climbed a sycamore tree that was along the route. When Jesus came to the spot, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry up and come on down. I'm going to stay at your house today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and welcomed Jesus with delight. When everyone saw this, they began to grumble. "Jesus has gone to a sinner's house as a guest." Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to Jesus, "Here and now I give half my belongings to poor people. If I've defrauded anyone in the least, I'll pay them back fourfold." Jesus said to the tax collector, "Today salvation has come to this house, for this is what it means to be a descendant of Sarah and Abraham. The promised one has come to search out and save what was lost." Let us pray. Thank you, gracious and generous God, for searching us out. Help us to come to see who you truly are so that we can grow into the people that you would have us be. And it's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.